Scripture Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too.
Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days. Follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Enoch was a prophet, he taught what was good. People in his city did just what they should. When they were so righteous that there was no sin, Heavenly Father took them up to live with him.
Follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Was a prophet called to preach the word. Tried to cry repentance, but nobody heard. They were busy sinning, Noah preached in vain. They wished they had listened when they saw the rain.
Follow the prophet, don't go astray.
Abraham the prophet prayed to have a son, so the Lord sent Isaac as the chosen one. Isaac begat Jacob, known as Israel. Jacob's sons were 12 tribes, so the Bible tells.
Follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Moses was a prophet sent to Israel. He would lead them to the promised land to dwell. They were slow to follow, or so it appears. They were in the wilderness for 40 years.
Samuel was a prophet, chosen as a boy. Hannah promised God her son would serve with joy. In the tabernacle, Samuel heard his name. He was called by God and answered, "Here I am."
Follow the prophet, don't go astray.
Jonah was a prophet, tried to run away, but he later learned to listen and obey. When we read
Jehovah. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, he knows the way. Now we have a world where people are confused. If you don't believe it, go and watch the news. We can get direction all along our way if we heed the prophets, follow what they say. Follow the prophets, follow the prophets, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophets, follow the prophets, follow the prophet, he knows the way.
If you remember last time, we read chapter 14 in Doctrine and Covenant Stories, The Prophet and Revelations for the Church, September 1830. Joseph and Emma Smith moved back to New York. A man named Hiram Page lived there. He was a member of the church. He had a stone that he said helped him receive revelations for the church. Many church members believed Hiram Page, including Oliver Cowdery. Some people thought Hiram Page was a prophet. Oliver asked Joseph about Hiram Page. Joseph prayed, and Jesus gave him a revelation. Jesus said that only one man could receive revelations for the entire church. That man was the prophet Joseph Smith. Jesus said that Oliver and others could receive revelations for themselves, but not for the entire church. Oliver believed Joseph. He knew that Hiram Page's revelations were wrong. Jesus told Oliver to talk to Hiram Page. Oliver told him that the revelations he received through the stone were not from God. Oliver said that Satan had tricked Hiram Page. Hiram listened to Oliver and repented. Today, only the president of the church receives revelations for the whole church. He is a prophet of God. Members of the church should obey the prophet. Last time, we also read chapter 15, A Mission to the Lamanites, September 1830. Jesus wanted more people to hear about the gospel. He wanted some of the saints to go on missions. He called Oliver Cowdery to go on a mission to the American Indians. These Indians were also called Lamanites because some of them were descended from the Lamanites in the Book of Mormon. Jesus wanted the Lamanites to read the Book of Mormon. He had promised many prophets that the Lamanites would have the Book of Mormon. Now it was time to keep that promise. The Book of Mormon tells the Lamanites about their ancestors who lived hundreds of years ago. It tells them about important promises Jesus made to them. It helps them believe in Jesus. It teaches them to repent and be baptized. Other men wanted to go with Oliver Cowdery to preach the gospel to the Lamanites. The Lord said three of the men could go. First, the missionaries went to some tribes in New York. The missionaries gave the people the Book of Mormon, but only a few of them could read. Then the missionaries went to preach to some Lamanites in Ohio. These people were happy to hear about the Book of Mormon and learn about their ancestors. The missionaries left Ohio and went to a town named Independence in Jackson County, Missouri. There were many Lamanites in Missouri. The missionaries preached the gospel to them and gave them the Book of Mormon. They were very happy and thanked the missionaries for the book. Other people in Missouri did not believe the restored gospel or the Book of Mormon. They told the missionaries to stay away from the Indians. The people said soldiers would chase the missionaries away if they did not leave. Saddened, the missionaries went to teach other people in Missouri. One of the missionaries was named Parley P. Pratt. He went to Ohio to tell Joseph Smith what they had done. Parley said their mission had been good, and they had taught the gospel to many people.
Trying to love.
Today we are reading in Chapter 16 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories. Children at home, please read along with us. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon learn about Zion, 1830.
While Oliver Cowdery and his friends were on their mission, they stopped near Kirtland, Ohio.
They met a man named Sidney Rigdon, who was a leader in another church. The missionaries gave Sidney Rigdon a copy of the Book of Mormon and taught him the gospel.
Sidney read the Book of Mormon and prayed about it. Heavenly Father told him the gospel was true, and Sidney was baptized.
Sidney Rigdon told the members of his church to listen to the missionaries, and many of them did. Soon, 1,000 people were baptized in Kirtland.
Sidney Rigdon wanted to meet Joseph Smith, so he went to New York.
After Sidney arrived, Joseph Smith received a revelation for him.
In the revelation, Jesus said Sidney Rigdon would do great things. He would teach the gospel to many people.
He would baptize them and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus also told Joseph and Sidney that some parts of the Bible had been changed long ago. Other important parts had been taken out.
Jesus said he would reveal to Joseph Smith what parts of the Bible should be corrected.
Sidney was to write down the corrections as Joseph spoke them.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. Who did Oliver Cowdery and his missionary friends meet in Kirtland, Ohio? Ace?
Sidney Rigdon.
That's right. What important book did the missionaries give Sidney Rigdon? Karina?
The Book of Mormon.
That's right. And how did Sidney Rigdon come to know the Book of Mormon and the gospel are true? Cash?
He prayed to ask Heavenly Father.
Excellent. Carly?
He read and prayed, and Heavenly Father told him it was true.
Great. Once Sidney had gained a testimony of the truthfulness of the gospel, what did he do, Emmeline?
He got baptized.
Great. And after Sidney was baptized, who did he tell to listen to the missionaries? Eli?
The members of his church.
Excellent. Ace?
Members of his church.
How many people were baptized in Kirtland? Carly?
1,000.
1,000. Why did Sidney Rigdon travel from Kirtland to New York? Cash?
To meet Joseph Smith.
That's right. Once Sidney had met Joseph Smith, Joseph received a revelation for him. What did Jesus say about Sidney in the revelation? Ace?
He would do great things.
He would do great things. Cash?
He would teach the gospel to many people.
Excellent. And Carly?
He would do great things.
Excellent. How did Joseph Smith know there were mistakes in the Bible, Eli?
God told him.
That's right. Emmeline?
Jesus told him.
How did these mistakes occur? Ace?
Some parts had been taken out long ago.
That's right. Carly?
People had changed and taken parts out.
That's right. How did Joseph correct these mistakes? Cash?
Revelation from Heavenly Father.
Great. Eli.
Jesus told him what was wrong in the Revelations.
What did Jesus ask Sidney to do to help Joseph with the corrections of the Bible? Emmeline?
Write down what Joseph was saying.
Excellent. Ace?
Write down the corrections as Joseph said them.
Wonderful. Karina?
Write down the words that Joseph told him to write down.
Great. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today, we've read and talked about Sidney Rigdon joining the church and going to meet Joseph Smith. Joseph and Sidney received a revelation from Jesus that some important parts of the Bible were lost long ago. Jesus said he would tell Joseph the parts that were missing or incorrect, and Sidney should write them down as Joseph told them to him. Let's continue our story to learn one of the important stories that was lost from the Bible and that Joseph restored.
One story that is incomplete in the Bible is about Enoch, who was a great prophet.
His people were so righteous that the Lord called them Zion.
Enoch's people also built a city named Zion.
In Zion, people loved each other and took care of each other.
No one was poor or unhappy.
Everyone in Zion obeyed Heavenly Father's commandments.
The people were so righteous that the Lord dwelled with them.
Then he took the people of Zion to heaven to live with him.
Jesus told Joseph Smith that the saints should build another city named Zion.
The city would be beautiful. No bad people would live there.
Those who lived in the city would love each other and be happy.
Jesus said he would come and live with them.
Let's talk about it. Who was Enoch? Eli?
A great prophet.
That's right. Carly?
He was a great prophet.
And why did the Lord call Enoch's people Zion? Cash.
Because they were so righteous.
That's right. What did Enoch's people name their city? Emmeline.
Zion.
Excellent. Ace.
Zion.
What were the people in the city of Zion like? Cash.
They were nice to each other and took good care of each other.
Excellent. What were the people in the city of Zion like, Carly?
They loved each other and took care of each other.
Great. Ace.
Kind and loving.
Excellent. Eli, how can you help your family be more like the people who lived in Zion?
By repenting and helping them be happy.
Good answer. Karina, how can you help your family be more like the people who lived in Zion?
Be kind.
Be kind? Good idea. Emmeline?
Be kind to everybody around you.
Excellent. Ace?
Don't be mean to your brothers or sisters.
Great idea. Who lived with the people of Zion because they were so righteous? Cash.
Heavenly Father.
That's right. And what happened to Enoch and all the people in Zion? Karina?
The city was taken up to heaven.
That's right. Carly?
The Lord took all the people to heaven to live with him.
What did Jesus tell Joseph Smith that the saints should build? Ace.
Another city named Zion.
And what will the new Zion be like? Eli?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Emmeline?
Like the original Zion.
Great. Karina?
The same as the old one.
Who will come and live with the people in the new Zion? Cash.
Heavenly Father.
The prophet Joseph Smith wrote 13 statements called the Articles of Faith that briefly summarize some of the basic principles and beliefs of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The 10th Article of Faith states, "We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes, that Zion, the new Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory." Let's practice the 10th Article of Faith together. Repeat after me. We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes.
We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes.
That Zion, the new Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent.
That Zion, the new Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent.
That Christ will reign personally upon the earth.
That Christ will reign personally upon the earth.
And that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory.
And that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory.
Well done. Do you think you could repeat the whole thing all at once and all at the same time? We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes. That Zion, the new Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent. That Christ will reign personally upon the earth. And that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory. Now it's your turn. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes, that Zion, the new Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that our earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory.
Great job. So now that we've repeated the 10th Article of Faith a few times and know what it says, how is the 10th Article of Faith related to the story we just read? Emmeline.
It talks about Zion and sees what Zion will be like.
Great. Karina.
It says that Zion will be built in America.
Excellent. Cash.
It talks about Zion and what it's going to be like.
Great. What does it say is another name for the new Zion? Ace?
New Jerusalem.
That's right. Eli?
The new Jerusalem.
Where does it say the new Zion will be built? Carly?
The American continent.
That's right. And who will reign on the earth? Emmeline?
Jesus.
What will happen to the earth, Karina?
It will be renewed.
Excellent. Cash?
It'll be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory.
Very nice. And Ace?
The earth will be renewed.
The time when the earth will be renewed and Jesus Christ will come to reign personally on the earth is called the millennium. What are some of the ways you could live now so that you're ready to live with the Lord in the millennium? Eli?
You could be nice to your friends and go to church.
Excellent. Great. Cash?
Live the gospel and act like Jesus.
Wonderful. Carly?
I can be ready to live with the Lord by loving each other.
Great. And Ace?
Keep the commandments and follow Jesus.
Wonderful ideas. Emmeline?
Be nice and repent.
Be nice and repent. So important. And Karina?
Be good.
Excellent. I know that Zion will be built again and Jesus will come again. We can prepare now for that time by loving each other, and as we do love one another, we will be happy. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 17, The First Bishops of the Church, February and December 1831, and Chapter 18, The Law of the Church, February 9, 1831. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need the power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Joseph prayed and received a revelation. Jesus told him that the saints in Kirtland needed a bishop.
The bishop should use his time to teach and help the saints. The first bishop in the church was to be Edward Partridge.
See you next week.